104.7's Ryan and Tanya. Get up with Ryan and Tanya. They're just like you, only much weirder. Malaganis Edwards Johnson. For proper compensation, visit mej.com.au. Hit 104.7.
Ryan and Tanya's.
What?
No, God, no. She's just biting
no,
time.
No, no, that's not.
Verbal ping pong.
So it's a category game and you can't get one wrong. You can't repeat one. You can't think for too long. The score is currently 4-3. I'm in the lead. Bazinga.
I'm coming back though. Why? Now you're dropping bazingas. What is wrong with you? You've changed, man.
Ever since
that Disney photo shoot.
I've never seen. What show is it from? The Big Bang Theory. Producer Maddie is our adjudicator and category deciderer.
Nice to be here again, guys. We ready to go?
Yeah.
Ready to play? All right, you're both in the zone. Disney's new live-action adaptation of
yes.
Beauty and the Beast has been causing quite the stir around the globe. It was even shelved in Malaysia by cinemas. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
They're real soft
terrible.
In Malaysia.
Yeah.
You've never seen Zoolander because they tried to kill the Malaysian Prime Minister.
Yeah.
So the movie never
For
made
real.
It there. Yeah.
There you go. The more you know. Your first category, Disney movies. 10, you can take the lead on this.
Pinocchio, which is a random one. But
Aladdin.
Here we are. Beauty and the Beast.
Pocahontas.
Oh my God, Cinderella.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Sleeping Beauty.
Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Toy Story?
Is that Disney? I thought it was Pixar.
Disney, Pixar, same thing. Keep going.
Frozen.
Bye!
What?
Oh, Lilo and Stitch.
Aladdin 2.
No.
Return of Jafar.
That actually is a thing.
Keep going.
Moana.
Frozen 2.
No!
No!
They're making a Frozen 2.
They are making it, but it's not out yet. Bye!
Come on.
If I didn't win
Bambi,
that, I would have quit
Jungle
the show.
A Goofy movie.
Oh, that was I loved a Goofy
Are you
movie.
Kidding?
Have you seen
Goofy?
It?
Oh, no. No. Goofy
it's
movie.
It's about Goofy's son, Max.
He's a dog that wears pants, but his dog, Pluto, doesn't wear pants. It's confusing.
That is confusing.
The dog has a dog.
Nudity in really the cartoon with animals is rife. Put some pants on that dog.
It's really weird.
He's going to talk like a human and cover up your...
All right. Your next category.
Dog.
The Biebs obviously performed in Sydney earlier in the week. Ryan, let's square this up. To honour the Biebs, your second category, Justin Bieber singles. Ryan, take it away.
Baby.
One less lonely girl.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Nope. Yes, I've got to win again.
Those categories are absolute BS.
I feel like it was written for me
Disney
this week.
Disney films and Bieber songs.
What was the next category if we had gotten to it?
All right, so Game of Thrones is everywhere, right?
So Ryan doesn't watch Game of Thrones.
No, our last category was HBO TV series. Ryan, you would have taken that.
I would have won that too. I watch so much HBO, mate. This is just the Tanya quiz, either way.
Yeah, Tanya is now leading the Tanya quiz 5-3. And hopefully next week, Matthew, we can get some decent questions into the show.
She needs a leg up on something, mate.
Oh, Matt!
Yeah, I'd rather I get a leg up on the quiz than a leg up on us, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shut up.
Get up with Ryan and Tanya. Hit 104.7.
Right now, though, from a home and away, joining us at Skyfi is Jackson Hayward. Thanks for joining us, mate.
No worries, man. Glad to be here.
Now, we've done a bit of a background check, and we've seen that not only are you currently playing Brody Morgan, but you used to play the role of Lockie Caldwell. Is that not highly...
The weirdest thing?
Is that not illegal to be in the same show as two different people?
Yeah, you got me. I actually, it was probably about 7 years ago now, actually. I was on the show for about 3 months, and we did 10 episodes over that time, and then... got the call, 7 years later. Here you go, here's another role.
Is that common? Like you just float in as a mysterious bad guy that goes to jail for life and you never hear of again, and then everyone on the set goes, oh, that guy was kind of a nice guy. Maybe we'll try and find him something else.
I don't think it is, actually. I think I'm one of the few that's been lucky enough to have more than one character on the show.
Would it be cool if there was a twist, later in the year, and it turns out the guy that went to jail, oh, my God, it turns out that
it's
Brody
Lockie.
Is Lockie, and he's come back from the dead.
Absolutely.
Because we're making up what happened in 2009. We don't know if your character did go to
what
jail.
What happened to Lockie?
He had a big, football match with Lincoln Lewis's character.
Yep.
And it ended up me kind of becoming a paraplegic.
Oh.
And eventually I kind
Never
of, you know, was in a hospital bed, jumped through all those hoops, and then learned to walk. And as soon as I could learn to walk, I left the bay forever, apparently.
I feel like you had a really legitimately great storyline. And how did they pack that into 3 months? And then, once you'd recovered, they were like, bye. That's crazy. That could have been 4 years on the Home and Away set.
Now, at the moment, Penny is coming down to Skyfire tomorrow as well. Now, you guys play the role of siblings. Penny's pretty hot.
No, so she's
like,
real hot.
She's real hot. Yeah, so yeah. Is it sort of weird to like have a real hot sister that's not your sister? Like, surely that's off limits if you guys were to be together, like away from the show, because everyone would be like, isn't that guy, he's...
We actually talk about this. We're like, because she... So I've got a new love interest on the show. I can't say her at the moment, but we did our first kissing scene the other day, and we get to watch our scenes back in studio before they go to they go to air, just to kind of, you know, see what we're doing.
Check your technique. Kind of, well, I'm going pretty well in there.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit too much tongue. No, nothing like, she can't handle.
Right.
Exactly. And she saw the scene where I'm kissing this girl, and she's like, I can't watch it. You're my brother now. I just see you.
Oh.
Friend zone, yeah.
So
she's really gone right in there with the method acting.
Same thing. Totally. But, yeah. Like, we just get along so well that it is like we're brother and sister.
How is a kissing scene to do? Like, I don't know how I'd go with that. I used to be an actor, and by actor I mean waitress.
Barista, yeah. professional auditioner. But yeah, is there lots of people in the room staring at you, and like how does it work?
Professional auditioner.
Yeah, there's probably about 40 or 50 people all kind of doing their different things around. Everyone goes silent when it comes to the take. Yeah.
What if you don't like the person? And do you have like a rule with like no tuna, no onion beforehand, or is it just like right in there, doesn't matter, this is acting?
They've got the makeup department all over that. They have fresh mints just there for every kissing scene.
Is it like choreographed to the point of like, all right, so your head tilts that way so the camera will pick up you there, and I'll go around there and we'll kiss for like 5 seconds, and then we'll kind of like swap sides or whatever it is?
It is.
Yep, and if it's going well, I just try and mess up the take just at the end as many times as possible, so I can just keep doing it over and over again.
From the top again, guys. Going to stuff that one up a little bit, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that was more of a Lockie kiss than a Brody, yeah. Sorry, wrong character, yeah.
Wasn't feeling it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, Jackson, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at Skyfire. It's going to be great. A lot of people looking forward to saying g'day and getting some selfies with the Home and Away stars, mate. We'll see you on stage. Thank you so much for being part of it. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, I can't wait. 100,000 people, that's just massive.
Yep, and you're going to get a selfie with every single one of them, aren't you?
Yeah.
Kick 104.7. Get up with Ryan and Tanya.
Rip it. Rip it good.
It is horrendous. 13 10 60 right now, though. We are doing the Weekend Whip, so you can give us a call and tell us what's going on over the weekend and you get a free plug. It can be anything, literally. You can do a birthday, anniversary shout-out, or tell your friend they need a haircut.
All right, you only get 5 seconds, though. In Bungendore, Rachel, what's going on?
Hi, how are you going?
Well, you...
No, she was confused. Let her go back to Rachel.
All right, Will, when we come to you in Yarralumla, are you there, Will?
Yep.
When I say go, you go, all right?
Yep, okay.
All right, not like Rachel, because she missed her chance.
No.
All right, so, Will, what's going on?
The Smith Family Store stock take clearance sale Friday, Saturday.
Well, that's a good one.
That's a good one. That's good.
You got
that's done.
Really in there very fast.
And
Smith
they do some
family.
Great
Smith
work,
family.
The people of the Smith family.
Yes.
Good on them. Kirby in Canberra. Go, what's on?
ACT BMX Championship Saturday, Sunday. Come on down.
Oh, that's sick. That would be so cool.
Fully sick.
I know. It's like I'm trying to be young and I'm 31 and no one's buying
fully
it.
Fully sick. The BMX, hey, in Ford. Nigel, what's going on?
Happy birthday, Austin Jeffers. Lots of love, Mum and Dad.
Woo!
Bang!
Got
boom.
Right in there.
Lots of love from Mum and Dad. A big happy birthday.
That was really sweet.
Did you get the name of whose birthday it was?
I did not.
But Mum and Dad said hi.
Andrew and Monica. All right, what do you got for us?
You got World's Greatest Shave, O'Malley's 17th to 19th.
The World's Greatest Shave from the 7th. So that's...
Today.
From today all weekend.
Till Sunday. Oh, the World's Greatest Shave for the Leukemia Foundation.
Yep. And
you've done that once.
I've done the World's Greatest Shave, and I actually broke 3 pairs of clippers and they're trying to get through my deliciously thick mane.
You do have amazing hair.
Yeah, and that was only my...
All right. No.
Lizzie in Jerrabombra. What's going on? 5 seconds, go.
Yes, I'm marrying Matthew and Jasmine this afternoon at Poacher's Pantry. Congratulations, Matthew and Jasmine.
Oh,
Matthew
well
and
done.
Jasmine.
Matthew and Jasmine.
Congratulations, that's really exciting. A wedding today.
Yep, and they'll be having their honeymoon at Skyfire tomorrow at the front of the Downward Dog Van. And so congratulations.
Downward Dog Van.
What is it called?
Dagwood Dog. Downward Dog is a yoga pose.
Oh, I'm sure you could do that at Skyfire. There's plenty of room on the grass.
Nick at Fishwig, hit us.
Yeah, auto hotel specialised car storage in Fishwick.
Specialised car storage?
Yep, in Fishwick.
Yeah,
go right up. Is that the Fishwick here or in South Africa.
What?
Is it?
I don't know. In what? Torrens, Kayla.
No, let's try
Rachel.
Are you
going to go back to
Rachel? Rachel, you got a second chance. What's going on?
Polo Cross at Hall this weekend, both days from 8:30.
Polo Cross.
Yep.
Thanks, Rach. That was really mean before. You should have let her go.
I did. I just brought it back then.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, if only I knew what Polo Cross was, I could get interested. Now let's go to Torrens. Kayla, what's going on? 5 seconds, bang.
Hi, I teach free yoga classes in Canberra. Find me on Facebook, Yoga with Kayla.
Free yoga. There you go. There's your downward dog.
Yeah, mate. I was going to say, you're downward dog at that, don't you, Kayla? Or is that like an old school move?
No, quite a lot of downward dog, yeah.
Yeah, right. And where was the free yoga again?
I do a couple of them. One at Project Fitness in Mitchell, and then I run them by the lake.
Oh, that'd
be
nice.
Yeah, when's the lake one? I'll come down in my short shorts tomorrow. What time's that on?
It's at Bowen Park on Wednesday night, usually.
Okay, Wednesday night, I'll come down in the short shorts.
Don't wear short shorts, because you've always got holes in your short shorts. Let's keep banging through these. Kerry in Western.
Hello.
Hey,
yes,
Keza.
Go.
Hi.
No.
Let's go to Western. Marek, you're the last one. 5 seconds, go.
Canberra Irish Club, happy St. Patrick's Day all day today. So in Western, come see live bands and plenty on.
Yeah.
Very nice.
There it is. All right, let's get to the 8 o'clock news and, get on down to the Irish pub for an Irish jig today.
Yeah, happy St. Pat's Day.
Hit 104.7. Get up with Ryan and Tanya.
One day to go till Hit 104.7 Skyfire 2017. Thanks to ActuAGL, McDonald's, Club Lime and your local Telstra stores in Woden and Civic.
All right, we are joined in the studio by Forch. It actually says on our board, I don't know if you can see that over there, Forch. Fortunate Forch. I don't know who wrote that on our board.
Good moaning, people.
good moaning.
Fortunate Forch. Fortunato is short for fortunate. So,
right. Well, Forch.
It's a beautiful name.
Forch is the man in charge of the fireworks tomorrow night at Hit 104.7 Skyfire, which is the official title that the Canberra Times will use when they report on it on Sunday. Forch tells, how far in advance do you start planning for Hit 104.7 Skyfire? Like, because with the
it's
music
huge.
And everything, like.
So, it's March 18th is the show this year.
Yep.
So we'll plan it for the next one on March 19.
No, you do not.
look, it's probably about 6 months worth of work
6 months.
To get everything ready. But
is it because of the timing with the music, or why does it take that long?
Well, obviously the fireworks need to be made, so that's a bit of work. The majority of the work happens in the last 2 months, 2-3 months. By the time I get the music, do the choreography, and do all the prep work for the fireworks. But we enjoy it each year, and hopefully we can keep doing it for another 20 years.
So when you say make the fireworks, I just sort of assume that you'd either,
now that
you can't buy them from Fishwick, you just import them from China and you just do the timing, but you're actually just, you're making them.
Well, we do a bit of both. So a lot of fireworks do come from China. We have a factory there that my brother looks after. He lives in Hong Kong. He's been there 12 years. And some we do here, but it's a long process. Everything's handmade, so it does take a while for to get everything up and ready.
What happened when your brother told the family? And I guess it sort of runs in your family, but I could just imagine some people going, "Oh, hi family, I'm moving to Hong Kong to get into the fireworks biz." Is that a weird conversation to have? Because that sounds like a pretty crazy thing to do.
No, not really. We've been sort of going to China since 1970s, so involved there for a long time. And it just was a natural progression for him to sort of go in that path. But
because all your family work with you. It's a bit of a family business, the firework thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm seventh generation. My kids are eighth, and they do it now. So, there's 8 family members involved in the business today.
That's insane. Do you have fireworks at family Christmases and stuff?
We have fireworks, but I don't know if it's that type of fireworks. We have a few blues here and there. So that's fine. That's what happens.
Yeah.
look, it's a good feeling to be able to do what we do, and where else can you get paid to blow things up?
Yeah. I know, you have the best job in the world. I've got to ask, and I personally love fireworks. I would travel around the country just watching them, so I would love your job. But what
fireworks groupie, eh?
Yes, I absolutely am.
A Band-Aid
makes
for
me
fireworks.
So happy. But what can we expect this year? We got like some gold shimmery stuff. Like, what do we expect?
Yeah, look, there's 11 platforms for the fireworks to be launched off. There's 3,000. Cues that will synchronise the fireworks to the music, 2,000 aerial fireworks, 15,000 ground-based fireworks, 6 computers that'll shoot the show. So, there's a lot happening. Yeah, we've got some new stuff this year that we haven't seen before, some flying stars, the gold willow brocade. So there's things that I think people go away saying, you know, we haven't seen that, and it was a good show, and that's what we aim to do.
Yeah, awesome. Unreal.
And I'm getting really excited just sitting here.
Yeah, and also there is a Prince and George Michael. There's a few little tributes in there as well, which is going to be really awesome. So looking forward to that.
Was there any purple for Prince?
Oh, spoiler alert.
Sorry.
Purple, pink.
Purple for Prince?
No, back to the drawing board, guys.
There might be some purple in there.
Excellent.
Don't want to give too much away.
Yes, true, true.
Forge, thank you so much for coming in. We know it's a really busy week for you. We've been talking about Rich Beth telling the joke, and there's going to be a lot of musical acts, but the fireworks is what everyone leaves going, oh, my God, that was unbelievable. So thank you so much for putting it together.
Absolute
we really
pleasure.
Look forward to it. All right, one day to go to hit 104.7 Skyfire.
Get up with Ryan and Tanya. Hit 104.7.
Beth, you're going to be telling the greatest joke of all time on the stage at Skyfire. You did a warm-up run at the Ruck Club, which is it a bowls club or a little RSL or what is it?
Yeah, it's a bowls club. So there are about 10 or so old men doing their daily bowl, and then we interrupted them and said, would you like to watch a stand-up comedy performance? And I think they were expecting big things. They may have been... slightly.
Well, let's have a listen to how you went yesterday.
Thank you. Like, I really appreciate you coming down. Five animals went into the ring for their big yearly fight. Now, there was an elephant, a tiger, a crocodile, a fox, and a cow. Who won the fight? The cow, because it was a professional at Muay Thai. All right, hope you're not peeing your pants here. It is quite funny. All right, why did the pig get fired for sexual harassment? Because he was hamsy. Because it was too hamsy.
Mate, for a first performance, I thought you did pretty well. It makes this huge crowd here at the Ruck Club. Probably not to laugh off our own jokes. Would it help?
Oh, look, you can't be cruel. You got to be nice. A bit of, you know, build a confidence up. Maybe just the delivery needs to be worked on a bit. Probably laughing during the jokes doesn't help a bit.
I'm old, so, half of them went over my head. Delivery's all right. It's probably just the joke.
The content.
All right, how do you feel hearing that back, Beth? Because that sounded horrendous.
Do you know what I'm thinking?
Oh, yep.
The comedy festival is actually happening in Canberra on Monday. Yeah. I might need to take a day off work because I think I have found myself a position, a new job.
Did you not hear the review?
Did you hear the jokes?
There were laughs. Did you hear the laughs?
Yeah, that was by you, most of all. I said, the crowd went wild. And by crowd, I mean me, and I loved it.
Hit 104.7.